This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. An experiment in scale is underway at a Johnston County high school. The Freshman Academy is a small school within a regular high school. It separates out the ninth graders to give them more attention and a stronger sense of connection to their school and make them less likely to drop out. Before the school year started, we spoke with teacher Kenneth Dobbins about a plan for the Freshman Academy. We're now well into the school year. Kenneth Dobbins joins us again. Kenneth, welcome to The State of Things.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
We talked to you the last time. You were overwhelmed by the amount of interest, both on the part of students and parents. Has that interest been sustained?
Yeah, I would say so, although certainly once we get into the school year, you know, you get into the routine, and it's not as easy to notice that, particularly with the parents. We do have an event coming up where we are having some of the parents come in during the school day, which is unusual for us, and the response to that has been pretty good. So I think the interest is still very high.
How are you hoping this experience in the classroom would be different?
Well, I guess the first thing we're hoping is that we'll see more positive results in terms of students connecting to our school community. Being a new school, this is only our fourth year, and having a high number of feeder middle schools, we have as many as 8 different schools students come from, we've had a difficult time really establishing precisely who we are. And so one thing we're hoping to do with this is really give the students a real sense of belonging here and helping to create the identity as far as what kind of a school will be.
Well, how do you measure that success?
Well, part of it is really in just sort of, I guess you'd call it school spirit, for want of a better term. The students getting more involved in clubs, getting more involved in all sorts of after-school activities, being involved with student government, community and volunteer work that we do here at school, all those little things. And then in terms of, you know, attendance at ball games, being involved in homecoming, little things that tell you that they're really feeling like they belong and wanting to be a part of it.
Well, I can tell you haven't gotten rid of the school bell. That's
no.
Not different about, but that's fine. So how do you do that? I mean, because clearly that is a problem and identified as a goal for every school. What's different about your experience there?
Well, one of the first things we did is we broke our freshman class up into smaller groups. So first of all, the students are working with a smaller number of teachers, and of course then the teachers are working with a smaller number of students. We get to know each other more quickly. So really it was within the first week of school that I knew all my students by name, they knew all their teachers pretty well, and they also saw how much we were in contact with each other during the school day. And so we established a sense of community on a smaller scale first, in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you establish the community there, the sense of belonging there, then you just sort of try and expand it to the larger school.
And has that made a difference?
I believe it has made a difference. We really are seeing a lot more sort of involvement. Are the elections for freshman class president, we had more candidates run than we've ever had before for president, vice president, and secretary. Higher voter turnout.
So you're going to turn out more politicians. Thanks,
Ken. Well, that's what we're hoping. That's what the world needs, isn't it?
Yeah, good job. But it does sound promising. What are some of the other signs of achievement?
Well, certainly in terms of academic achievement, it's hard for us to know right now.
Yeah.
It's too early for us to look at test scores or grades or anything like that. The tardies and absenteeism are both down.
Yeah.
That's another good sign.
Yeah.
But it's also hard for us to know whether that's causal or correlational.
Any disappointments?
Well, I guess the biggest thing that we've failed at is the students don't necessarily really know much about it. As teachers, we talked a lot about it. We had meetings. We continue to have meetings daily, weekly. And so we know what we're doing. It's kind of transparent to the kids. I'm not sure that's a good thing. I think it would be nice if they knew and if they were more involved in it. But at the same time, part of why we didn't do that from the beginning was we didn't want them to think it was going to be just another year of middle school.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to really trumpet it too much to them. If they enjoy the school experience and they're more productive and successful, we've done our jobs and they didn't even know anything was different.
You're working on a project now that was inspired by George Orwell's novel 1984. How are you using that book in the classroom?
Well, actually, it's pretty interesting. We're working on something right now where we've taken our class, and the other English teacher in my house, we've split our classes in half, and they mix together, and what they're doing is sort of a lesson on propaganda. And the subject is the Freshman Academy itself. And one class has to use propaganda to sort of be pro-Freshman Academy, the setup is that there's going to be a vote, a referendum on whether Freshman Academy will be back next year.
Mm.
And one group is in support of it, the other group is against it, and they have to use propaganda to achieve their ends. So it's use of language to achieve political ends, just as both Orwell and really Ray Bradbury in Fahrenheit 451 looked at.
So you're generating politicians and teaching them propaganda.
Absolutely.
Ken, this is not going. It sounds great, and it sounds, I mean, I want to know if they are, once they realize that propaganda is a technique and how it works, if they are becoming more attuned to kind of what they see in the media.
Well, I can tell you that we've started to see that. We'll have to see how it goes, you know, further along. I can keep you posted.
Yeah.
Our results so far are pretty good. Actually, just today, a group of students who want to get students to star in their commercial, part of their sort of propaganda, basically the way they proposed it, they put up a poster, said, "Do you want to be on TV?"
Hmm.
Well, students jumped at the opportunity, not realizing that they just meant the in-school TV, and they specifically didn't put any more details to...
Yeah.
Basically leave out the part that might keep the students from volunteering. So they're already learning how a cleverly chosen phrase or even one left out can get you the right response.
So one of the goals of the Academy was to get more parent involvement. Has that worked out? And can that be a mixed blessing?
Well, certainly. And it's at the high school level as a rule. If we do have parents here, it's either because we've had a student who is acting out or not performing well, or we have a parent who feels that a student's needs aren't being addressed. So historically, if a parent is involved in high school, it's often not a good thing. We have sort of taken a proactive step of organizing what we call a teal time. Our houses are done by color, and ours is teal because that's one of our school colors.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it's an invitation just for the parents to come in during the workday when they're normally not at school, just to come and informally meet and talk to the teachers. We really just want to create an opportunity for them to come in, tell them they're welcome, and let them sort of set the agenda. Rather than have it be about academics or discipline, just let them come in and talk about whatever they want to talk about. As yet, we haven't had them come in, so I can't say whether it's successful. That's scheduled for later this month. But we're certainly hoping that we get a good response, and from that we can make it kind of a regularly scheduled event.
And I know it's still relatively early in the school year, but I wonder if any of your thoughts about the Academy and its approach have changed since you started and since the ideas, I think, began to evolve.
Well, I can tell you one thing that surprised me. We had all along thought about being student-centered, doing this for the students, and I still think that that's our primary goal. But the impact it's had on the teachers, the morale, the camaraderie and collegiality on the staff has been remarkable. It used to be I would go home for the weekend and really not be in contact with any teachers until Monday rolled around again. Over the course of the weekend, I can get as many as a dozen, sometimes almost two dozen emails from teachers involved in the Academy whose wheels are turning at home. They're coming up with ideas, thinking about ways we can improve things. And that enthusiasm has really been impressive.
What are some of those ways? Have you had thoughts about how you might do things differently when you start again next year?
Well, certainly. It'll be nice to kind of have a whole year under our belts. First thing we'd do is address some of the problems that we've run into. One of them I already mentioned is that I don't think we've made it clear enough to the students what it is that we're doing. Another thing is that, you know, while we talk about doing sort of interdisciplinary projects and planning, once the school year gets underway, we all have a curriculum we've got to cover, and it's mandated by the state, and nobody can get too far from it. But if we had enough time sort of over the summer to see how we can address the curriculum but still do more, where the kids are really seeing kind of the way knowledge in the world is intertwined at all times, we haven't really done enough of that yet, I'll be honest. We've got this one project we're doing, but it's still just two English teachers working together.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really involving social studies or sciences yet, and that's something I'd like to do more of.
I understand that you have a student with you, Nick Perfetto.
I do have Nick right next to me here.
Freshman at West Johnston High School. Hello, Nick. You on the phone?
Hello.
Hi, Nick. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
How's school?
School's good.
Yeah? Yeah, that sounds like freshman. Listen, how are things any different for you? Does it feel like this is a different experience than school has been the past 8 years?
Well, it's definitely different, moving up to the high school level.
How is it different?
You have more freedoms, basically.
And does that work out? I mean, is that something you like?
Yeah, I definitely like that.
Freedom to do what? Obviously, you have to be there at a certain time. You have to leave at a certain time. So where are the freedoms?
school starts later and you have more time in between classes, just and the teachers are just a lot more forgiving here.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to any particular project, or have you done a project that stands out in your mind?
Right now we're doing a project on propaganda, and I'm in the anti-freshman academy group, and my subgroup is actually doing a commercial on anti-freshman academy, and it's pretty fun.
Have you looked at what George Orwell has said and written about propaganda, and has any of it surprised you?
Well, I read it a while ago, and we started to use it here because we're also reading Fahrenheit 451,
right.
So we've kind of compared those two books together to you know, get the full experience. But none of it's really, you know, surprised me.
So have you made a connection between any of what they said quite a while ago and what's going on today?
It's kind of scary how the two worlds are kind of intertwined like that. Mm-hmm. And our world, you know, it's kind of looking like George Orwell and Ray Bradbury might have had a point.
Mm. Well, Nick, we look forward to speaking to you again. We want to thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Ken, this is also a very difficult age in some ways to work with kids. I mean, there are scholars who say we ought to just shut down school while kids are in these grades, send them out, and bring them back when they're learning is what you know, is what they're all about. Is this a good time to start an academy?
I'm not sure. Part of the problem is with the age is it's not just that it's an age when a lot of changes are happening, but also that depending on which child you're dealing with individually, they're either well into those changes, haven't even begun those changes, or smack dab in the middle of them, maybe all the way through them. So I don't know that you could ever say that there's a good time. The reason I think it's the time that's been chosen is because it has been such a difficult transition year, and the research will tell you that so much of what happens this year can have an impact down the road.
Nick Profeto is a student in the Freshman Academy at West Johnston High School, and Kenneth Dobbins, thanks to you as well.
Thank you, Frank. Bye-bye.
Kenneth Dobbins is an English teacher at West Johnston High School in Benson.